So we discussed today Chof Gimel Sivan. Move on 2 days to Wednesday, and it's Chof Hei Sivan. Says in Itik Avriel, on Chof Hei Sivan, three of the Asora Haruge Malchus, three of the 10 martyrs, as they're known, the Asora Haruge Malchus, were killed. He brings down Chof Hei Sivan is Mehayomim Shemisanim Bohem. It's a Tanis Sadikim. Why? Shaboy Nerag Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmol, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohenim. Because three of the tzaddikim were killed on that day, on Chof Hei Sivan. And the question is, I remembered Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and I remember Rabbi Yishmol, but Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohenim, as far as I remember, is not mentioned in the tefillahs that we say about the Asora Haruge Malchus. We say it twice. We say it once in after the Avodah on Yom Kippur, right? And then we say the Asora Haruge Malchus in the Kinnas on Yom Kippur, on Tisha B'Av.
Yeah.
And we mention the Asora Haruge Malchus. And in neither of our versions of the Asora Haruge Malchus is Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohenim mentioned. Now, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos about Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohenim. And if you look up his life, Rabbi Chanina made a career out of being Sgan HaKoyanim. He was a Sgan Kohen Gadol for over 40 years, and he made a career out of it because in the Bayis Sheni, which we're talking about, and in fact in the Roman period of the Bayis Sheni, which is towards the end, the last 80 years of the Bayis Sheni, there were many Kohenim Gadolim. And they died one after the other. Some were appointed by the Roman governor. Some were the job was paid for. People paid in order to become the Kohen Gadol, and they weren't necessarily roy, and they died. Rabbi Chanina Skan HaKohenim made himself a career out of being a Skan HaKohenim. He never actually got appointed as the Kohen Gadol, but he was the Skan of the Kohen Gadol, so that he could guide every Kohen Gadol as they came in. He felt it was his duty, it was his life's purpose, that he should guide the Kohenim Gadolim that when they came in, as to how to do the Avodah and how to conduct themselves, etc., because some of them were not familiar with all the halachas and with all the requirements. Now, he also mentions, by the way, on Chov Zayin, which is on Friday, Mi'etz Hashem, is the yahrzeit of Reb Chanina ben Tradyon. Reb Chanina ben Tradyon, again, is one of the Hasora Haruge Malchus, and he's one of the Hasora Haruge Malchus in the Adira HaTorah, Azal Alvon and Adira HaTorah, Sai in the Eila Eskero. He is mentioned as one of the Hasora Haruge Malchus. An interesting story about how he died. B'nei Eda, maybe we'll speak about that another day. All we want to be Ma'ira today is that we need to try and establish who were the Asora Haruge Malchus, and also whether or not they were all killed in one time or at one period, or whether it was over a number of years. Right, from the Nusach that we have in Yom Kippur, it sounds like the Roman governor, Cortunus Rufus, called in 10 tzaddikim, addressed them, and then killed them. That's the way it reads. On the other hand, historically, it doesn't seem to work out. There are also different versions of who the Asora Haruge Malchus were. And Bichlal, we need to know, there were probably 10,000 Haruge Malchus, or maybe 100,000 Haruge Malchus during the Roman period at the end of the Bayis Sheni. So why do we pick out these 10 in particular? So later, over the coming days, we'll be discussing Asora Haruge Malchus, trying to find out who they were, when they were killed, and why we particularly single out them.
Started at the Torahway in West London, Monday, Kafkim, 7, 8th of June. Yeah. Reno Rav Rebsoel Friedman Schlieter, Rob of the Chotkova Klois in Manchester. Why did the Yidden run away from Har Sinai? This week's Torah been spotted in Nishmas of Chaim Mendel, Tzvizel from the Rocha. Our esteemed founder, Sir Yosef Dov, Ben. Shemit Chotzvi Itzkovitz, for a noted Rocha.
I feel very honored to be here. I've spoken many, many times, Baruch Hashem, over the years in the Torah Way in Manchester, but I think it's my first time speaking in the Torah Way in Golders Green. So I'm very honored to be able to be here at Gois Hashkoyach. So I want to focus today on the pulsik that we just lined on Shabbos, Parshas Baloischa. When the Yidden left Hasinai, steht in the Torah, Vayisi Maha Hashem Derech Shloishes Yomim. The Yidden had been by Hasinai, they'd arrived Shchoidish Sivan in the first year. They stayed there for an entire year, minus 10 days. Came Chof Iyah in the second year. Then the Yidden saw that Nanei HaKovet started to travel. They were on the way to Eretz Yisrael. They were hoping within a few days to go into Eretz Yisrael. So the Yidden left Hasinai. Shteit in the Torah, Vayisi Maha Hashem Derech Shloishes Yomim. They traveled. However, there is a Yeshalmi, and the Ramban in Platz quotes it. This pusit is actually written Leganai. Writes the Ramban these words. Nosi Mahasinai Besimcha. They traveled from Hasinai Besimcha. What type of Simcha? Ketinok Haboireach Mibes Hasefer. Like a child who is happy to run out of school, to run out of Cheder. Omri, the Yidden said, Shema Yarba V'yitin Luni Mitzus. Who knows? Perhaps the boys are going to give us even more mitzvahs to keep. We see we can go. Oh, Baruch Hashem, finally we're leaving. And they ran away from Hasinai. In other words, they didn't actually leave Hasinai. They didn't actually go because they wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's in an amtlofen fin Hasinai. V'zeh v'yisi maha Hashem. They wanted to go away from the place which was the Ha Hashem. It says the Ramban, Veshema, and perhaps Il Mule Chotom Ze. If not for this one Aveira, Hoya Machnison Le Uretz Miyad. The Yidden would have gone straight into Eretz Yisrael. If you want to know why did things go so badly wrong in the Midbar, Vyanasi Oisi Ze Ese Pa'umim. Straight afterwards, we had Miyachileni Buso. Then we had the Meraglim with Koirach, with various other things that went on. This was all because of Aveira Goireres Aveira. And it started with that they ran away from Hasina. A gewaltige chiddush. Toisus, in Masechta Shabbos and Dafkif Tezayin, writes the same yisod. Be'emes is kimak ha'fesha gemura. The gemura says there, Vayisi maha Hashem, Omer Reb Chome Reb Chanina, Shesuri ma'achrei Hashem. They went away from the Rabbi Nishloim. Writes Toisus, K'do'oma b'medrash, like it's written in the Medrash, V'yisi shenos ma'asin d'ach shtosh yomim, K'tinek ha'boireach mi'beis ha'sefer, Sh'boireach v'hoylech loy. They were running away. K'ach ho yiborchim ma'asinai. L'fi shalomdi harba toire b'sinai. Because they learned so much Torah, they had enough. They wanted to run away. L'choyre, it's a great sapella. How could it be those Yidden who they had heard from their boy in Shloilam, Anoichi v'lo yilechu, they were the Dordea, they should say, we don't want anyone, we've had enough. It doesn't seem to add up. And we find various Sforim write about this, as we'll see in a minute. But first of all, I want to quote the words of a Sefer Machsheves Nochem. Was written by one of the greatest tzaddikim, Reb Nochem Rabinovich, lived at the end of his life in Eretz Yisrael in Haifa. And he writes, we see how Chazal was so makpid that we shouldn't copy the mistake that the Yidden did to run away from Torah and from mitzvahs. And that's why we find certain halachas. For example, the Mogen Avrum writes in Hilchas Tefillin, in Simen Chof Hei, in the name of the Shlo HaKodesh, when a person takes off his tefillin shalosh, kusav b'shlo, shiru rabbi shechulas tefillin shalosh b'yad samoil. He used his left hand to take off his tefillin shalosh. V'hatam, the reason for this is, shamara shakusha ulav chalit susam. You have to show this. You'd like to really keep on your tefillin all day. In the old times, people would wear tefillin all day. Today we don't. So at least when you take them down, don't as quickly slip them off. Sometimes you see people who look such a... Take them off slowly. Show that you want really to keep them on. And the Mishabrira quotes it as well. and he says you should take them off with your left hand. Laharoi shakusha ulav chalit susam. That's the lotion of the mishabrir. Another halacha, if on Sikkis it starts to rain, you're not supposed to say, ah, Baruch Hashem, we can go back into our house. Shteitin shulchan orach, in Siman Tufrei Shlamates, you should go out from the Sikkah with hachnua. Go out, bachnua. Show that it's difficult. You'd like to stay on in the Sikkah, but what can we do? It's raining. Another halacha, shteitin the Gemur Masechtas Bruchas, in Davuva Medbeis, hayoytze mi beis haknesses. When you go out of Shiel, al yafsia psia gasa. Don't walk out quickly. March out of Shiel. Why not? Says Rashi, lefi shamara ba'atzmoi she'ikav beis haknesses doima ulof kamasi. It looks like you can't wait to get out of Shiel. So you're running out the first opportunity. So when it comes time to go out of Shiel, you go out slowly. Show that you'd like to really stay on. But what can you do? You got to go. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Tefillah in Perek Ches that the opposite is when you go to Shiel. When you go to Shiel is mitzvah luritz. To go to Shiel is a mitzvah to run to Shiel. Shneimar v'neidu near the full adas Hashem. Obazuk the Rambam mekashiyetze mebeis haknesses. When you go out, al yafsi psi gasa eleyelech ma'at ma'at. Go out slowly. And when you come into Shiel, don't stand by the back door. No, come in properly inside the Shiel. Again, some people like to always loiter by the back door. Come inside. Don't look, give an appearance as if you're waiting to leave. So these are halachas that we need to know. So the question is, oi bazoi. If we understand to run out of Shiel, go out of Shiel slowly, how could it be that the Dor Deya, they ran away from our Sinai as our Shafalushan Ketinik Habireyach Mibes HaSefer? So the Shemeshmiel asks this question. And he writes a very Shafalushan. He writes, were the Dor Deya tipshim? Were they fools? Who knew more than them that the Torah is kiheim chayeini vorech yemeini, that received the Torah from the Rabbi Yishon? Who knew more than them? How could it be? Suddenly they want to make a runner. So zuk the Shem Ishmael the following answer. We know this Tariag mitzvahs, Ramach mitzvahs asei keneged the Ramach evurim, Shesa mitzvahs lois asei keneged the Shesa gidim. And they understood that we need all the Tariag mitzvahs for every person to be mashlim himself. So they'd received the Tariag mitzvahs. We know that all the Tariag mitzvahs are merimahs, and that says Hadibris, Meshavriya brings it down. So the Yidin thought, if the Rebbe is going to give us more mitzvahs, this is only a tzorich gavoya, but we are not going to gain anything. We only need Tariag mitzvahs. And in fact, we only do have Tariag mitzvahs. So if the Rebbe is going to be giving us more mitzvahs, that's for tzorich gavoya, but they're not going to benefit from it. Because they're not going to benefit. That's the difference. This is the terrace of the Shem Ishmael. However, I want to focus on a different terrace. It's written in the Sefer Sifsei Tzadik from Rav Pinchas Menachem von Pilz, who was Einikel of the Chiddush Arim, a brother-in-law of Sfasemis, being from the Greuser Rebbes in Poland 150 years ago. He also asks, Kushem Ma'oid Loi Maldoi Deya, that they ran away. And question number two he asks, and was it help to run away from Har Sinai? The Boishim can't give them mitzvahs somewhere else. We know the Boishim gave them mitzvahs afterwards in Arvus Moyev. All the mitzvahs in Sefer Devorim were given later on. So was it help to run away from Asina? Boishim can give them mitzvahs wherever. Yoina, we know, ran away from Eretz Yisrael because there's only Nevi in Eretz Yisrael. He thought it goes out of Eretz Yisrael, there'll be no more Nevi. But the Yidin and the Midbar, wherever they are, the Boishim will speak to Moshe Rabbeinu and give over more mitzvahs, as like what happened in Arvus Moyev. So writes the Sifsei Tzadik as follows. The Ika Avoida of a Yid is to be Meyageya himself in Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebalpeh is to understand where we learn out from the Psikim and Torah Shebichsav. The Chaim HaKodesh speaks about this, where everything is written in the Torah. And to learn out and to add on Gedurim and Siyugim. The Yidin understood that if they're going to stay in Har Sinai, after they've been given Tariq Mitzvahs, the Pshat is Rabbi Yishim is going to give them Torah Shabal Peh as well. The Rabbi Yishim is going to give them Torah Shabal Peh. And that they didn't want. They didn't want to receive the Torah as a matuna fin shemayim. They wanted to work it out themselves, to make an eigene yegia in Torah. That's what they wanted. They didn't want to run away. They wanted to push it, learn themselves. And if they're staying on, Ezra were going to give them Torah Shabbat Peh. And that they didn't want. And when Chazal say they were like a tinnik ha-boireyach mi-beis ha-sefer, writes the Sifse Tzadik, the kavun of Chazal was like a tinnik toiv, like a gitter yingler, who he doesn't want to hear it all from the Melamed. He doesn't want to be spoon-fed. He wants to learn by himself. This is the kavuna, like a tinnik toiv who wants to learn himself. I want to speak about this today, because although it's a gewaldige beshat, it doesn't really add up. Because we saw clearly the lushan of Chazal is the yisim Hashem shesuri mahashem. They went away from the Rebbein Shem, and the reason why we have those two psikin there vayehi bin soya evinicha yoyma tell us Chazal is lahafsik bein perunios le perunios. What's the first perunios? That they ran off. They made a runner. If they meant l'shem shemayim, like the Sifse Tzadik says, how do we explain this? It doesn't seem really to add up. So this is what I want to explain today. But first of all, this yisod that the Sifse Tzadik writes, that they wanted to be miyageya themselves, not to receive all a matun m'shemayim, we find various other surim write the same yisod already earlier. My Zayde, the Chotkev Rebbe, in the Sefer Ginza Yisrael, explains the Pusik, but when the Yidden came to Har Sinai, and the Rebbein Shem said, the Yidden couldn't take it, and they said, Daba ata imuni. Moshe Rabbeinu, we want you should give us the Torah. Va'al yedaba imuni Elohim. We don't want to hear this from the Rebbein Shloilim. And not only was Rebbein Shem not upset with them, just the opposite. The Rebbein Shem said, Hey TV, kol ashediberi. What they said was right, it was correct. Frek, the Rebbe, as follows. It's Mamish Shapela. What could be aggressor's chis to hear direct from the Rebbein Shloilem? And the Yidden say, Boishim, no, we don't want to hear from you. Al yadabi muni elokim. So zuk the Chotkev, the Zelbi Yisod, as over the Sifset Tzadik. Em ki le gadoyle yechushev zois lema. Was can an aggressor, schis and gadilla, to hear directly from the Rebbein Shloilem? Im kolze mochli alkach. They were moichel on this covered. Ach leman yichli lavud Hashem al yedei atzmom. Why? Says the Rebbe these words. Because hevini, they understood, kashenigla Hashem aleim ha-Sinai. When the Rebbein Shem reveal himself and give them over himself the Torah, b'shomrom imrei piv b'zgalis nairua. After the Yidden was zoichet, such an unbelievable hisgalus, me'ata loite chushev avoidusom. Their avoider will no longer be considered chushev. Why? Because since they've heard this direct from the Rebbein Shem, they'll have no more bechira. This is all a matuna min hashemayim. They said, we want to do it by ourselves. We don't want to be spoon-fed. Oh, the Rebbein Shem heard this. Hey, TV kol hashediberi. And the Zolbavot shrap the Rop Shitzaruf in his Sefer Zera Koidish. Again, Sarichas explains this, and the Shem Mishmil also writes the same Yesod. So we see already here that this Yesod, which was written by the Sifse Tzadik, Ibn the Yidden already beforehand, Kabbalah story says, we don't want to hear direct from the Boshim, we want to hear from Moshe Baini, we want to work on it ourselves. Now we understand very well, as a continuation to that, the Yidden said, we want to learn Torah Shabbat Peh ourselves, we're worried the Boshim is going to give us more Torah. What Torah? Torah Shabbat Peh. We don't want to get Torah Shabbat Peh from the Boshim, we want to learn it ourselves. That's gewaldig. However, the question remains. So if that was the Kavuna, and the Kavunusam was Latoiva, so why are Chazal now telling us, no, it was wrong. What they did was wrong, and it was an Aveira, and we have to have the two psikim to separate Ben Perunis Rishoina, Le Perun Deshnia. We see clearly from the Lushan of Chazal, what they did was wrong. And we have even a third Gemara, a Gemara in Tanis. State in the Gemara in Daf Chuftes, Vahi Bashuna Shainis, Bechoydish Shain Mes Mechoydish, Nala Unamala Mishkanesh, Vyisi Mahashadach Shoshis Yomim, Omreb Chama Bechanina, Oiso Hayoim, that day, Suri Ma'achare Hashem. They went away from the Rabbein Shem. Says Rashi, where do we see it in the Pusik? Says Rashi, very interesting comment. Says Rashi, Maha Lushoin Mahe. Mahar is the same letters, Maha is Mahe. Suri Maha Hashem is Suri Mahe Maha Hashem. They went away from the Rabbein Shem. So according to the Sif Tzadik, just the opposite. They were trying to come. So I found the Gewaldige Bia in the Sefer Marche Leiv from Reb Shimon, Reb Moshe Schwab, Zeicher Tzadik, Levrucha, the Mashkiach, in Gates of Yeshiva. You know, sometimes you see Yesoides, Bushtaita Chassidish Yisforum, people say, ah, this is the Chassid Shemahalach. I want to know, what's the Litva Shemahalach? They won't go down that road. So we're going to show how both the Chassidish Gedoilim and the Litva Shegoilim had the same Mahalach and they come to the same point. Reb Moshe Schwab, Zechoyne Levrucha, writes these words. Nagdim levai es mashmuas hachet shel tinek haboreich mi beis ha-sefer. I want to explain. How can it be? Asher bevadai eino yuchoy lehisparish kipshitoy. It cannot be that when Chazal said these words, it was meant to be taken literally. So first of all, Zukra Moshe, where did Chazal see in these words, Vayisi Mahashem, that they made a runner? Like we said, the Yidden only travelled after being there for an entire year because the Anane HaKovid started to move. If the Anane HaKovid started to move, so they had to go as well. So they didn't go by themselves and then the Anane HaKovid came after them. They were following the Anane HaKovid. Vos pas tzugun stamazoi, Vayisi Mahashem, they ran away. They were following, the Rabbi Hashem said, time to go. So Zukra Moshe Schwab, a gewaldi gewalt. By Kriyas Yamsuf, state in the Torah, Vayasa Moshe es Yisruel, that Moshe Rabbeinu had to drag away the Yidden from the Yamsuf. Says Rashi, because the Mitzriim had brought and decorated all their horses and chariots with Kesev Azov, and the Yidden were busy gathering up, they didn't want to leave. Moshe, Vayasa Moshe, against their will, had to drag them away. Here, Bahasinai, state Vayisi, they on their own accord left. Why is it not written Vayasa Moshe, that Moshe had to drag them away from Hasinai? Zuk Moshe, this is where Chazal were medayik, the chilek between leaving the Yamsuf and leaving Hasinai. Although they only went because the Anane HaKovid had gone, but Chazal saw in these words, Vayisi, and it's not written Vayasa Moshe, that there was a Hagusha. Oh, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, we're going, we're on the way. Oh, Baruch Hashem, we're relieved, we're not getting more mitzvahs. That what there was a Hagusha, such Hagusha. But the question remains, why did they feel that way? So says Rav Moshe Schwab the following words. Sometimes, you know, a person, he feels very elevated. For example, let's say a person goes to his Rebbe for Yontif. That's a heilige matzav dotten, and he feels as oik gehoiben, and he looks around the chabir of Elech Yidden and Tamil Chumen, and he's so happy to be part of it, and he feels part of it, but he knows it's only because he's there for a week or for 2 weeks. But to keep this up, if he'd lived there, he wouldn't be able to manage. It was nice to be there for a week, for 2 weeks, but that's not really who I am. And when it comes time to go home, he's relieved, Baruch Hashem, I can go back to my old way. Don't have to daven in a minyan, which takes 3 times as long as I'm normally used to davening, and so on, and to be up in the base of Medesh, mi boikav aved. It was beautiful, don't get me wrong. He went to Yachik Kala. It was moiridik, the ganze geschmack and the learning. It was beautiful to be there for a few days, for a week, for 2 weeks. I couldn't keep this up long term. The Yidden were Bahasinai. There was zoicha to the Gresta Gileam, what we can't begin to imagine. But the Yidden viewed themselves, this is not really who I am. Deep, deep down in their heart, they felt, yeah, it was fantastic to be here. But I'm happy now, Baruch Hashem, we can go back to the old ways. This feeling, Zukre Moshe Schwab, Mishim Shahoyi B'Madregas Koi Gavoyas, because they were on such high level, such an exalted level, Higishi She'enam Shaychem Adayin L'Madregasi, they felt that this Madrega, they were not, this was not who they really were. That they were on levels, Asher He'em No'em Shem Oim De Madrega L'Male Mi Madregusam Hu'amitis. They were on a level which is higher than their genuine Madrega. And therefore, they said, yeah, it was good, but now it's time to go back. The Rutsoin Zen, this Rutsoin that they had to go back to how they were before, is Nikra Befi Chazal Ketinik HaBoireach Mibes HaSef. Says now Rav Moshe Schwab, the Ramban had said, that Il Mule Chetom Zeh, if not for this one Aveira, they would have gone straight into Ezra. Was this so terrible, what they did? Because of this, this was the catalyst, they couldn't go into Ezra. So Zukre Moshe Schwab, the reason why a person doesn't steig is because he doesn't believe in himself. In Be'emes, we learnt it this week in Pirkei Ovos. The Mishnah says in Masechtas Ovos, Al tihi rusha bifnei atzmecho. Don't look at yourself as if you are a rusha. And quotes the Batanir in the name of the Rambam, Kaloima l'tachzik atzmecho l'rusha, shimetoich kach atayotze l'tarbes ruh legamrei. And the Chofetz Chaim writes this, Ba'arichas, in Shmiras Halushin, on this week's Pasha, at the end of Shmiras Halushin, the Chelek Beis, he's got on the Sedras. And he asks her, where did the Meraglim go so badly wrong to be Moitzi Dibba Aluritz? They were great people. And he writes, the Shoirish of the Aveir of the Meraglim, and writes the Chofetz Chaim, if we'll be honest with ourselves, we will see that we all have this Chisorim, is that they did not believe in their true potential, in their true koyach. They came to Eretz Yisrael and they saw that the Giborim, the Bnei Anok, and they knew that in order to defeat them, there's no way they can defeat them b'derech hateva. It's only b'derech nes. In order to be zoche to a nes, you need big zechisim. And they looked at themselves that they are not worthy, that the Rabbi Nishloim is going to perform for them nisim. So they said, achuzakim imeni, they're too strong. Too strong for the Rabbi Nishloim? Can't be, that's what they meant. What they meant to say is that they are not worthy of the Rabbi Nishloim performing for them such gewaldige nisim. So therefore they said, we're not going to be able to go. The Rabbi Nishloim is not going to do fast nisim. When a person doesn't believe in himself, what happens is he gives up. He gives up. And this is what happened to the Meraglim. Zukre Moshe Schwab, this was the chisuroi why the Yidden wanted to leave Hasinai. They left Hasinai because they didn't believe this is the true me. I'm this disgraced tzaddik. What do you want from me already? Leave me alone. Ich kenish. I can't daven so long. I can't learn so long. The Tosis is too hard for me. The mashu is too difficult to understand. I'm just a simple Jew. Leave me. I can say a bit of Tehillim once in a while, as long as not too long. And I'm a simple fellow. I know what I can do, and I know what I can't do. I know what I'm capable of, I know what I'm not capable of. This is where the Yidden were coming from. Zukre Moshe Schwab. This was the Shoirish of the downfall, why they left Hasinai. And this was the downfall which caused everything along the way. And this is what we, unfortunately, today are still suffering from the same problem. However, we need still to explain. So, why when the Yidden said to Rabbi Nishloilam, said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Daba Ata Imuni, Vali Daba Imuni Elakim, oh, that found favor in the Rabbi Nishloilam's eyes. And he said, Hetivi Kolash Rabbi, that was good. L'chorer, as we explained, it was the same thing. So why was that good? And that was not good. So the answer is, and this is a very, very dakas dikach, the Yidden wanted to serve Hashem on their own koiches. They wanted to steig more and more. They knew if they're going to hear this directly from their Ribono Shel Olam, then it's just they've been given everything on a silver platter. They're not doing anything by themselves. So they said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you speak with us, We want to do it under our own steam. So there, it wasn't they were running away, just the opposite. They wanted to be miyagei themselves, to do it. They believed themselves, they can get there. They don't want to do it, get it all the matun mishamayim. So the boyshim hetiv kol hashadabei. That was when hearing Ases HaDibris. But when it came to leaving Sinai, there was, said the Sifzei Tzadik. Sifzei Tzadik said that they were like a tinek toiv ha-boireich mi-beis ha-sefer, like a good child who wants to learn by himself. So the question was, if so, what was the Aveira? The Aveira was that they didn't believe in themselves. We can't do it anymore. It's too hard for us. We've received as much Torah as we can manage. We don't want to get more Torah. We can't manage more than that. So although there was a kavuna latoiva, they weren't rebelling. They wanted to learn Torah. They weren't looking to run away. But there was it. We've had enough. We're not capable of doing more. That was the chisurin of where they went wrong. Now every single time, whenever we take out the Sefer Torah to line, we always say these psikim of Vayehi bin Soya ha'orayin v'yoyim ha'moyshe, and when we put back the Sefer Torah, we say the pusik of Ivin Nichoy Yoyma. And these are the psikim which is written in the Torah, lahafsik bein perunios leperunios, to be mafsik between them running away from Hasinai and the next Aveira of Miyachileini Busa. And the question is, what connection do these psikim have with Kriyas HaTorah? Why are we saying this psikim by Kriyas HaTorah? So it's important to know that it's not written in Shulchan Aruch on the Noisa Kelim at all to say these psikim. And the Lakita Marich already writes, Menig zeh loy me psikim vayi ben soya b'shav psikim or na kodesh leisa b'shulchan Aruch of the Noisa Kelim. It's not brought down. Where's the makar? Writes the Lakita Marich in the Kolboy. The Kolboy, one of the Rishonim and an Orchis Chaim, they write that Noihagim to say these psikim, but they don't give us a reason. And the question is, what's the reason? So Balabatish, we would say, because since Vayihi bin Soya ha'Uroin, when the Uran was travelling, and we take the Sefer Torah out the Urna Kodesh and it's going to the Bima, so the Sefer Torah is also travelling, and then we're putting it back. But Lefi Devarani, we can say a different thought. Vayihi bin Soya is written in the Torah, La hafsik bein perunius, that they ran away. They didn't want to hear anymore the Dvar Hashem. When we say Vayihi bin Soya Urim v'yoyim Moshe, what we are declaring is that we don't want to be like the Doi Hadeya who ran away from the Hashem. They didn't want to hear more Torah. We do want to hear the Dvar Hashem. The Beis Yosef writes in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah that every time when we take out a Sefer Torah and we learn from it, it's like Mamet Hasinai. The Rebbe Hashem is speaking to us. So the Rebbe Hashem is speaking to us. So we say this psikim, Rebbe Hashem, we want to hear the Torah. So this is what we do. We say the psikim vayim the Torah. Ayid has a cheshik to learn. Rebbe Hashem taka helfen. We should all be zoicha. Lilmoid and lelamed. Lishmoy velasois lekaim is kol diris halmuter sechel bahava omen ken yirutzay.
Who are you?
I'm going to go to the house.
Even the chayyim, it's again these two psikim, lahafsik.